prizes. The fabulous 60 Minutes Price is Right. Kevin Coleman, come on down. Esther Wormwood, come on down. James Hardison, come on down. And Judy Staley, come on down. You are the first four contestants on The Price is Right. And now, here's the star of The Price is Right, Bob Barker.
Thank you. My goodness. I watch, and I think some of you do that second and that third scream hoping they'll put a camera on you. All right, here's the first item up for bids of The Price is Right.
At Oriental Grandfather Clock. Your glass, a distinctive plate glass handcrafted grandfather clock. Gold leaf hand paintings, weight driven West German chiming movement, and Oriental time ring from Dykstra Glass.
That clock will go to the one of you four who bids nearest to the actual retail price without going over. Judy, what do you say?
I say $1,000.
$1,000. James, what do you say?
$950.
$950. How about it, Esther?
$953.
And Kevin?
$975.
The actual retail price of that clock is $1,625. Jimmy won the clock. Judy plays the first strike in game. Hi, Judy. Thank you. You're what?
I'm so scared.
Are you scared?
I'm scared and excited.
Why are you so scared?
Because I have friends sitting right up.
They are kind of scary-looking friends. I see what you mean. Now, Judy, we are surrounded with prizes. Let's start having a look at them, please.
In door number one, a fantastic trip to Spain. In door number two, a romantic trip to France. In door number three, an exciting trip to First, we'll fly you and your companion round trip Apex Coach from Los Angeles to Spain, where you'll join your MENA International Tour. Enjoy 7 nights at the 5-star Princess Plaza Hotel in the heart of Madrid with continental breakfast and city sightseeing, MENA International. Second, we'll fly you and a guest round trip Apex Coach from Los Angeles to Paris for a 6-night stay at the beautiful and historic Trianon Palace Hotel in Versailles. A 4-star hotel, the deluxe Trianon Palace is noted for its superb service, its elegance, its gracious rooms, and its gardens. You might enjoy an evening at the famed Moulin Rouge or see the city from atop the Eiffel Tower. And finally, we'll jet you and a companion round-trip excursion coach from Los Angeles to New York. And from New York, you'll fly to Dublin in the superb executive class comfort of Aer Lingus, Ireland's national airline, which this year is celebrating its 26th year of transatlantic service. In Dublin, you'll enjoy a 6-night stay at the Westbury Hotel, located in the heart of Dublin. This 5-star hotel offers luxury accommodations, elegant furnishings, and warm Irish service. The Westbury, a Doyle Hotel. A Super Bowl prize package worth
$9,633. Now, Judy, I am going to give you a chance to win ball number one. With ball number one, you can win the trip to Spain. And what is the prize with ball number one, Bob?
True Value's own Master Mechanic 57-piece standard and metric socket set from True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Now, is that prize $78 in price or $129?
Higher? $128.
Here's a typical contestant. I said, is that price $78 or $129? She says, $128. You want to say 78?
Yeah.
All right, $78. Is that right? That is right. Yes, yes. She's like the contestants with the overbid, you know. They all overbid, and I'll say, all right, now everybody bid lower than 450. What do you say? 512. You have ball number one. With that, you may be on your way to Spain. What is the prize with ball number two for the trip to France?
Groomsman 2. Attachment keeps beards and mustaches perfectly groomed. Battery-powered home or travel trims. Groomsman 2 by Walls.
Is that $30 or $44? $44 is wrong. I don't know where you're getting this advice, but I'd give it up if I were you. All right, no ball number two. Let's have a whack at ball number three. What's the prize here for the trip to Ireland?
Wearing 6-speed stand mixer with fingertip dial control, 3-quart clear glass mixing bowl, push-button feeder ejector, and free-spinning turntables.
$29 or
$44.
$44. $44 is right. And you have ball number three. Now, this is what you roll for the trip to Ireland. Of course, you could still win that trip to France with the Super Ball. We'll find out about that in a moment. Now, this is a practice ball. You win nothing with that. But I'm going to give you a practice roll. Let me show you how easy it is to put this thing right in the center. Well, almost. But that's the idea. All right, left-handed? Fine. Do it left-handed. You're a little to the right, and you don't have enough pizzazz.
Okay.
Now, here's the first ball. Ball number one for the trip to Spain. Go, Judy. No, that's $50. All right, take ball number three. This is the trip to Ireland. Here we are, Judy. Good. You're going to Ireland. That is certain. You are going to Ireland. This is a... I think I have a real weirdo here. You know that? I said, you are going to Ireland. She looked at me and she says, I am going to Ireland? Yes. Whether you want to go or not, you're going to Ireland. Now, you may still go to Spain. You may still go to France. Let's have the Super Bowl out here. And what's the prize with that, Bob?
Cooking is easy. And cleaning up a snap with his GE Toughcast aluminum skillet with Silverstone. Features fingertip dial temperature control.
What is the right price? $22 or $41? $41 is right. Bring us the Super Bowl. Now, you've won $50 and you've won a trip to Ireland. You get this into the winner's circle and you'll go to Spain and France as well. Here we go, folks. No, but that's worth $150 for a total of $200 cash and a trip to Ireland. Another piping game after these words. Bob, what is the next name on your list?
Dorothy McJohn. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hello, Dorothy.
I don't believe it.
Dorothy, I like your attitude. I like the way you come on down. I like you're a winner, aren't you?
You're darn right.
Have you been a winner all your life?
Oh, sure.
What have you ever won?
Not much.
I have never seen such a change of attitude. Well, perhaps you'll win the next item up for bid. Bring it right out here, Diane, that they might see.
A beautiful necklace. Sarah Coventry, a beautiful 18-karat solid white gold ingot. Exquisitely framed in white gold, suspended from a pure platinum rope chain. A one-of-a-kind fashion creation from Sarah Coventry.
The first bid on the necklace will be by you, Dorothy.
$550.
$550, James. What do you say?
$750.
$1,150.
$750.
Esther Churchill.
$700.
Boy, you have a deep voice. You hear that? I said, Esther, it's your bid. This guy says $1,100. But you say $800. Okay, Kevin.
$500.
And the actual retail price of the necklace is $1,750. You win the necklace, Esther. Come on, Esther. Get up here. I don't know what's going on today. People bidding prices that aren't even there on the Super Bowl balls. Esther standing around down there doesn't even want to come up on the stage. Esther, you climbed those stairs, finally, and now you're after this. A new car! The Dodge Lancer, a world-class touring sedan with balanced performance, featuring aerodynamic styling with six passenger roominess. The Dodge Lancer comes with these options: outside dual power mirrors, road wheels, California emissions, AM FM stereo with cassette, left power seat, and air conditioning. A couple of Barker's beauties have the dice for deluxe dice game. What's different about it? Well, I'll tell you what's different about it. There are not four numbers in the price of that car. Oh, no. There are five numbers, you see. We're going to give you this first number. Light that up, will you please? Look at that. That car is at least $10,000 in price. Now, I want you to take this single die and roll it over this line and roll the next number in the price of the car. She has rolled a three. Is that it? No, it is not. Now, I am going to ask you whether the number is higher or lower than three. But I want you to know there are no numbers in the price of the car higher than six, and there are no zeros in the price of the car. Okay? Now, is this number higher or lower than three?
Two.
What do you say? Higher or lower than three? Lower than three. Okay? She says lower than three. Now, roll the next number in the price of the automobile. Is it a two? It is not a two. Is it higher or lower than two?
Higher.
Higher. And we light that up. Now we want the next number in the price of the car. Getting pretty fancy. Is it a one? No. Now, is it higher or lower than one?
Higher.
Higher, of course, because there are no zeros. We've established that. The last number in the price of the car. Is it a six? That's it. Okay, let's go down here to the fourth number and light that up, will you please? Now, you have the last number, you have the fourth number, you have the first number. Which one of these two do you want to have a look at first? First one? Okay, light up this number, please. Good enough. If that is higher than two, the only thing that could ruin this for you now is for that to be one. If that's higher than two, that is your car sitting right over there. And I want you to get it off this stage if you win it. Light up this number, please. You've got the car. You've got it. Congratulations. Go over there. He has the keys for you. That was a good win, wasn't it? We'll try to do it again after this message. All right, we are ready for another player, and who will it be, Bob?
Roger Taylor, come on down. Here are the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hi. Roger, you are a fine, clean-cut-looking young feller. You probably are you're a young attorney.
I'm a policeman. I'm a member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Oh, are you? You're a Mountie. You're one of the famous Mounties?
No, I'm not very famous.
No. But you are. You wear the red jacket. I mean, that's your dress uniform, and you are a Mountie.
That's correct. I'm in charge of the detachment in Trepassi, Newfoundland.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and you look exactly as a Mountie should look.
Thank you.
You're a fine-looking young representative of the police force. And here comes the next item up for bid on The Price is Right. A new barbecue. Make your outdoor cooking a no-fuss pleasure.
sizzling steaks and juicy burgers are a snap on this gas barbecue grill from the Hartwick Stove Company. And the first bidder is Officer Roger.
$310.
He says $310, and Kevin of the United States Navy says...
$350.
Now, Dorothy, I want you to bid.
$500.
How about it, James?
$510.
Actual retail price, $457, and you win, Kevin. Let's go back here and play the next pricing game on The Price is Right on CBS from... Hollywood. How to do, Kevin. It's a pleasure meeting you. And it would be a great pleasure to give you all these prizes.
A new gourmet cart, a roll-top desk, and a microwave range. First, this roll-top desk features dovetail drawers, dictation slides, mail slots, brass hardware, file drawer, side-rack for envelopes and letters, and has complete locking system with one key. Second, a gourmet cart features an hibachi grill for sterno burner, oiled butcher block carving surface, and pewter-finished cart with brass accents. Great for your pool or patio party. And finally, a 1.2-cubic-foot microwave with solid state controls, automatic temperature probe, 10 power levels, fluorescent work light, and a self-cleaning oven with waist-high broiler.
Kevin, if you tell us which one of those three prizes is the most expensive, we will reward you with all three prizes. Is it the desk, number one? The cart, number two? Or the range, number three?
Number one. Number three.
He says number three is the most expensive. We will check the prices, beginning with number one, and see if Kevin is a winner. What is the price of number one? $2,000. What is the price of number two? $1,128. If number three is more than $2,000, you win all three prizes. What is the price of number three? $1,295. Kevin, I'm sorry I can't give you those prizes. Come out here, girls, will you? Come out here for just a moment. As is my custom... As is my custom, every so often I like to have a report on Barker's Beauties, what they've been up to. How about it, Janice? What do you have to tell our friends?
Let's see, well, I have my in-laws here from Portugal.
Don't tell us your troubles now. Don't start talking about in-law problems on the Price. It's a happy show.
Yeah, they're wonderful people.
Good, good. How about you? What do you have to tell us?
I'm looking to fall in love.
You're what?
I'm looking to fall in love.
You're looking to fall. Are there any volunteers? Look. Look. One fellow was holding hands with his wife. He dropped her hand and has his hand up now. All right, Holly, how about you? What do you have to tell us?
Well, you know I gave John Darby the rest of my life off.
Yes, I know that.
So I'm kind of footloose and fancy to myself.
All right, there you see. You see what the situation is here. Now, well, we don't have time for my situation. We're going to have the first showcase showdown of this show after we show you this.
And now, once again, here's Bob Barker with our showcase showdown.
Spin that wheel, Kevin. Around it goes. At a dollar, we'll give you $1,000. The bonus spin for as much as $10,000 more. The contestant nearest to $1 without going over is in the showcase. And Kevin has, look at that, maybe 85 cents. You got it. You don't want to spin again, do you? Oh, there you go. Your spin, Judy. Judy's trying to beat 85 cents. Judy has spun the wheel, and Judy has spun about one dime. Spin again, Judy. Grab the dime. This is her second spin. She's trying to beat 85 cents. 90 cents is what we're looking for. Here it comes. Will it stop? Oh, got that dollar. Got it one spin too late. Esther, it's your spin. Esther has already won an automobile. Now she's after cash moolah. 85 cents is what you have to beat to stay in this thing. What?
Gas money.
Gas money, that's right. And you have 40 cents. Spin it again. Here it is, folks. This will decide the first showcase showdown on today's production of The Price is Right. 40 cents in her first spin, trying to beat 85. And did she tie it? No, not quite. Stopped on a dime. Thank you, Esther. Kevin, you've won the first showcase showdown. You're going to be in the showcase at the end of the show. You'll play more pricing games after you see this. Who do you have for us next, Bob?
Helen Ellis, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Come right down here on the end, Helen. Get into that spot right there. Leave that Mountie alone. And walk. Take a look at the next item up for bids.
A comfortable sofa. From Berkline's Salad Collection, a luxurious contemporary sofa featuring tuxedo styling, tufted and sheared pillow backs and cushions, comfortable seating with a fashion flair from Berkline.
Give me a bid, Ellen.
$850,
Dorothy.
$900.
$900, Jay.
$700.
$700, Roger.
What was the highest bid?
The highest bid is $900.
$901.
The actual retail price is $1,057. Come on, Roger. The young Mountie has won himself a prize. All right, Roger. You're going to play a pricing game here now. You're going to play the range game, to be more specific, for this prize.
A new sailboat. This is the West White Cutter with rainbow sails, running lights, cockpit, and bow rails. 2 6.5-foot bunks plus 14 cubic feet of storage space from the West White Cutter sailboat line.
Did they have a shot of that? Did they have a shot of that boat that looked rather strange toward the end of it? The reason I ask is that Joe Arviso fell over a potted plant back there and still had a shot. I thought. Maybe he has had a shot, and that's why he threw yes. Now, we're going to play the range game, as I said. The range finder will go up the scale. When you believe the price of the boat's in the red area, you press the button, and if you are right, you win the boat. Okay? Step over there. Don't press the button until you wish to stop the range finder, because we can't start it again. Start that up the scale for Roger, please. You win if the price is any place in the red area. All right. Right back over here, Roger. Now, if that price is between here and here in the dark green strip, no evildoers will get away by water, because you'll have a boat. Light up that price. You got it. $5,178. Congratulations. I need another player, Bob. Can you help me out?
Sure thing. Stephen Hansen, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, that is one beautiful mustache that you have.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, you're big enough to be a Samoan. You really are.
Danish, sir.
You're Danish, are you, Stephen? What are they going to bid on, please? Will you whip it out here for a look-see?
A new dishwasher. From Thermador Waste King, a dishwasher with complete cycle selection, including a 30-minute short wash and powerful steam cycle, stainless steel interior too. When performance counts, Thermador Waste King.
The first bid is by my Danish friend, Stephen.
$651.
$651, Helen. What?
$700.
$700, Dorothy's turn.
$650.
$650. Okay, Jane.
$701.
$701. You call over bid. The lowest bid is $650. Erase the bids, please. Go lower than $650, Stephen.
$475.
$475, Helen.
$450.
$450, Dorothy.
$425.
$425, James.
$300.
$300. Actual retail price, $645. You win. Stephen with the grand mustache is the winner. Right up here, Stephen. You got up here, Stephen, and we have prizes up here, don't we? What do we have?
A lovely console. American of Martinsville. Beautifully crafted console with two brass-clad leaded glass doors, lighted glass end panels designed with warm, versatile finish. American of Martinsville. Or a new track. Mazda's new V2000 truck comes standard with carpeting, tinted glass, 5-speed overdrive, ventilated front disc brakes, California emission, and more from Mazda.
And the game for Stephen is any number. We have each digit 0 through 9 on the board. And you can choose anyone you wish. Give me a number and let's hope it's in the price of the car.
8.
In the price of the truck. 8, he says, and here's the 8. Down there in that awful piggy bank.
7.
Number 7. Where is that 7? Down there in that piggy bank. One more number and you have 870-something.
3.
Number 3. Give him the 3. Okay, that's in the console. 6. Number 6. Where is that 6? There's that 6.
5.
Number 5. Here comes the 5. One more number and you own the console.
1.
Number 1. Light up that 1, please. All right, Steve. We're getting close.
Four.
Number 4. We want the 4. And we got it. Look at this, Stephen. This is it. We'll go here, here, or here. Now, give me that number that's missing in the price of that truck. What is it?
2.
He says 2. We want the 2. Oh, I was afraid of that. 872. What is this number? 9. That's what I would have gone with, too. That first number, you know, Stephen, was a 6. That almost had to be a big number there, and you'd use the 8 and the 7. I had that figured out. Gee, I wish I could have won the truck. Thank you, Stephen. Sorry you didn't win the truck. Well, we're going to try to find the winner after we do a little business with you. Yes. Now, there are a lot of people there in North Carolina who are watching right now. James, where are you from in North Carolina?
Just in North Carolina.
Now, you are an embarrassment to the Price is Right folks in North Carolina by not getting up on stage during the entire show.
I want all the other people to win.
Oh, generous folks down there in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Huh? I see. That is a beautiful example of Southern hospitality. Right, yes. Not true, but a beautiful example. Okay, Bob, who's next?
Deborah Johns, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Welcome aboard, Deborah. Now, may we see the next item up for bids, please? Watch that turntable. Here it comes.
A new color TV. Zenith System 3 25-inch diagonal decorator console color TV with advanced space phone for both outgoing and incoming phone calls, plus computer space command remote control.
Dost thou have a bid for me, Deborah?
$875.
She says $875, and Helen says
$1,000.
How about it, Doris?
$1,050.
James?
$600.
$600. Actual retail price, $1,300. The winner is Doris. She said she's been a winner all her life. $5 she came through.
Hi,
Dorothy?
Yes, now listen, Dorothy. You told me you'd done a lot of winning in your time.
Oh, yeah.
You win, and look what you win.
A chance to win up to $10,000 in cash.
$10,000.
Oh, I don't believe it.
You've seen this game?
At home, yes.
You've seen it at home. You know how to play. Well, then you know that you start with $1. Take her down to $1, please. And what is the target price today? $1.33. Now, there are two products here that are more than $1.33, and Dorothy, you don't want any part of those products at all.
Oh,
you pick products that are less than $1.33, and you win. Okay, Bob, what are the products, please?
A real taste treat. Large size Hershey's Crackle, crisp rice and real milk chocolate. Large size Hershey's Crackle from Hershey Chocolate Company. Success, the boil and bag rice cooks in 10 minutes. No measuring, no mess, perfect every time. Once you switch to Success, nothing else will do. A 16-ounce jar of Kraft sandwich spread. Bits of crunchy pickle and red pimento smoothed into a rich, creamy sauce. Good tasting on all sandwiches and salads. S&W Garbanzos, an attractive addition to soups, salads, stews, casseroles, or marinated for hors d'oeuvres. 15.5 ounces of Reed German potato salad. Has a new touch with cold cuts or hamburgers. Add to any party or buffet meal. Reed German potato salad. And Oro Wheat cornbread dressing. A versatile ingredient for casseroles. And a great stuffing for your turkey, chicken, pork chops.
Dorothy, you pick out a product that's less than $1.33 and we'll move you up to $10.
The potato salad
is less than $1.33. Yes, it is. Move her up to $10, please. Do it again, Dorothy.
The Gabanzos.
The Gabanzos. And they are 93 cents. Move her up to $100. Now you'll go all the way up to $1,000.
Now I'm stuck.
Well, you have the candy, the rice, the spread, and the dressing.
I'll go with the candy.
All right. Is it the candy? Yes. Move her up to $1,000, please. Now, you have $1,000, Dorothy, and you can quit right now. Or you can try to pick the one remaining product that's less than $1.33. If you're right, we'll give you $10,000. But if you're wrong, you lose this time.
Came with nothing.
You're going to go on?
I came with nothing.
All right. She's going to try again.
The dressing.
The dressing down in the end. If that dressing is less than $1.33, she wins $10,000. Oh, $1.39. What should she have taken, audience? The spread. Yep, that's it. The spread was it. Did you hear what she said now? What did you say?
Easy come, easy go. I told you I didn't win any place.
You told me you've been a winner all your life.
Yeah, well, different ways.
I see. All right, Dorothy. Thank you very much. I wish you had won our way today. We will have the second showdown of the day. That's what we'll have after this.
Once again, here's Bob Barker with our showcase showdown.
Thank you, Bob Hilton. May I call your attention to the $1? That $1 is worth $1,000 to a contestant who spins it on the big wheel in one spin or a combination of two spins, and the contestant receives a bonus spin. And when the wheel stops on a green section, that contestant wins $5,000 more. When it stops on the $1 in the bonus spin, that's worth $10,000 more. And the contestant nearest to $1, without going over, will be a part of the showcase on The Price is Right today. Now, Stephen, you are the first spinner. Step over there and give that thing a whirl. Oh, my goodness, did he ever. I think he's mad that he didn't win that truck, taking it out on the poor wheel. Stephen has spun about 50 cents. Right. Want to stay or spin?
I'll spin.
Okay, spin. 50 cents in his first spin. This is spin number two. I think you spun it just about the same, with the same force there. Of course, it didn't start necessarily on 50 cents. Oh, it started on $1, didn't it? Yeah, it started on $1. It was the first spin. Did he spin himself 50 cents again? He may have. He may have. He have your bonus spin after Roger and Dorothy's spin. All right, Dorothy, you give it a go here. See if you can do the same thing. Stephen won $1,000. And Dorothy's trying to duplicate his feat. And look at this. Look. 80 cents. Spin it again, Dorothy. You need 20 cents this time. Well, I don't think you spun it hard enough. See? Now, there's the 80. Well, no, there's the 80, but the 20's right behind it. You had to get it around there twice, and you didn't do it, Dorothy. But thank you very much. I had a good time meeting you. Come on, Roger. Let's try to win some money. Roger's trying to tie Stephen's dollar there. And Roger has 85 cents. Spin it again, Roger. He has 85 cents in his first spin. This is spin number two. 85 cents. Where's that 15 cents? Here it is, but it didn't stop. Roger, nice to have you on the show. Okay, Stephen, it's your spin for $10,000. Come on over here. Be sure it gets all the way around, because it doesn't count unless it does, you know, get spin again. But in your case, I don't have much to worry about, I don't think, the way you spun it before. Oh, my. It'll be weeks before we know what he gets. I shouldn't have urged him to be sure that it went all the way around. I didn't mean for days, you know. Now, here it comes. Here it comes. What does he have here? After we find out about this. Top winner in the showcase, Stephen. Runner-up, Kevin. And this is the first showcase.
Your showcase begins with this lovely wine cellar. Lucellier VIP Oak Wine Cellar. For storing your wines with stabilized temperature and balanced humidity, holds up to 250 bottles from Lucellier VIP. And you can serve your favorite wines in your beautiful new dining room. Features an oval cherry table with 16 end design chairs, a glass top Hudson China base with three doors and two drawers. And for a lovelier table, there's new dinnerware. From Gobel of West Germany, manufacturing world famous porcelain dinnerware goes from freezer to oven to table, a complete service for eight in the beautiful Bergen pattern from Hummel Works. And after dinner, you can go out for some fresh air in your new car. Pontiac stylish front-wheel drive Sunbird Coupe. Fun and practical with impressive standards like electronic fuel injection, rack and pinion steering, and all-season radial tires from Pontiac. Comes with California emission and tinted glass. And this showcase can be yours if the price is right.
You want a bid or pass, Steve?
I'll bid.
What do you bid?
$11,502.
$11,502 is his bid. Kevin, look at your showcase.
Your showcase contains prizes designed to show you how to look like the very rich, and starts by dressing you like the rich in this exquisite new gown. Looking rich and elegant is Janice in this glorious designer gown. It features long sleeves and low waist done in solid pink beads. It's high fashion from Duran of Los Angeles. Next, decorate your home like the rich with this pair of beautiful candelabras on top of this grand piano. From from the Michael Cifina Company, a pair of sterling silver candelabra, convertible style with four-way utility and graceful Georgian design from the Michael Cifina Company. And this magnificent Schaefer & Sons baby grand piano can fill your home with rich melodic sound. This gleaming ebony veneer piano is lovely to look at, to play, and to hear from Schaefer & Sons. And, of course, to look like the rich, why not travel like the rich in this brand new Corvette? A sports car with wind tunnel design, fiberglass body, V8 engine, and all the other standard features. Plus these options: power seats, power door locks, leather interior, electronic air conditioning, performance axle, engine oil cooler, cruise control, Bose stereo system, heavy-duty radiator, rear defogger, and California emission. And your showcase, filled with prizes designed to show you how to look like the very rich, can be yours if the price is right. What's your bid, Kevin?
$27,000 is his bid. We'll be right back. Kevin's bid is $27,000. Actual retail price, $43,126. A difference of $16,126. Stephen bid $11,502. Actual retail price, $13,708. You win with a difference of $2,206. Congratulations. Bob, don't you say goodbye, everybody.
This is Bob Hilton speaking for The Price is Right, a Mark Fishman television production.